on 1116 SEN. Evenings with Finey. For Alan Mance, don't lose your pants. Call 1-800-ALAN-MANCE.
There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
I could have been a contender.
The new world champion.
It is time for the number one boxing program on radio in Melbourne, in Australia, maybe the world, because Peter Maniatis and Sri Visuasam are wonderful experts in the sport, from management to journalistic credibility. I welcome Peter Maniatis, Ultra Tunes Peter Maniatis, 150 plus locations Australia wide. I say it every week, when you break down and you're far from home, you might want to try the local bloke. He could be the best mechanic in the world. He could be a shonk. But if you go to UltraTune, consistent, answerable to the boss service is what you get. Don't take a risk, especially if you're on a holiday. You don't want to put the whole thing in jeopardy by going to the local snake oil salesman. How are you, Peter?
No, good to be on the show, Finey. And look, it's a pretty nice show here tonight. We're showcasing two young kids.
Because Ben Capps is a beauty.
Yeah, Nigel Benn can't make it for the second part, but he's going to be available next Monday. So I thought, why not get in some fresh talent? And both these guys we're interviewing are beauties.
So explain, who we've got Ben Capps, of course.
Ben Capps, and he's fighting for the Bob Rose Cup, but also the WBC Asian Boxing Continental Super Welterweight title, which carries a WBC world ranking. He's a young man, Manchester City boy, loves Manchester City. And
like the great Ricky Hatton.
Yeah, the great Ricky Hatton. And, you know, he's been a real great breath of fresh air into the local boxing scene here in Australia.
And Sri Visuasam. But we're also, are we not checking in with one of this town's great trainers?
Daryl Ford, a good mate of yours.
Oh, he's a beauty, Daryl. He's absolutely got all the good things about boxing, Daryl embodies. Sri Visuasam is brought to you every week by Boxer, boxa.com.au. There's a great documentary out, Anthony Mundine, Gloves Off. Tell us a little bit about that documentary, because our listeners can get that DVD through Boxer.
Yeah, the Gloves Off. It was actually a broadcast on Foxtel about a couple of years ago, and it profiles Anthony's first 10 years of his career, and it goes through the big fights. So Otke, Danny Green, Eccles, Kessler, and a number of others, and is a great collector's item for all fans of not only Anthony, but of boxing in general. And actually, on the Boxer website at the moment, they're giving it away free, so it's fantastic.
Pardon?
Yeah, it's actually free, like the physical DVD.
So it's like $48 postage and handling.
No, if you actually go on the website, you can get that for free. Plus free shipping.
How many? There must be a limited number.
They haven't stated.
So this is a great. Listen, listeners, this Gloves Off Anthony Mundine DVD free, shipped to your house for free. So
it's going to cost the money, Finey.
No.
Just say they ship 1,000 off, even at $6.
I know. I thought when you, them, it'll cost. Oh, it'll cost. Yeah. It'll cost the Boxer people money, but our. If you go to the website, Boxer, boxa.com.au, take advantage till they wake up to the notion that they're going to be out of pocket. But maybe, just maybe, Shock is giving, and not maybe, because he actually is this sort of bloke, he's giving it to his fans for free.
Mm.
Yeah, and just for anyone who's looking to obtain that, to get the free shipping, you do need to enter the code BOXERLOVE. So BOXALOVE.
Oh, you got to love Boxer. Oh, well, that's the hook. Mm. I could love Boxer if they ship stuff for free.
Yeah, so that's a great deal. And Anthony, we obviously, over the weekend, there was some interesting banter on Facebook between both Danny Green and Mundine, given Anthony travelling out to Perth over the weekend. But, yeah, Mundine's camp have made it clear that despite all talk and speculation that that the goal is Trout, and they're looking at a date with Premier Boxing Champions in the States in around August. So that is what's expected to be announced. Hopefully, in the coming weeks.
Well, it's that time of the year again. On July the 10th, the 13th annual Bob Rose Cup at Malvern Town Hall. It has become a fixture amongst boxing fans in this town. It's a good old-fashioned fight night. The Collingwood Football Club has always embraced it. Players get down because Bob Rose, apart from being a magnificent footballer, was also a very handy pugilist. And his memory, his great sporting memory, is rekindled every year with the Bob Rose Cup. And one of the feature fights with much at stake, it's the WBC Asian Boxing Council Super Welterweight title. It carries with it a world ranking. It is a stepping stone to a future crack at a world title. And a man who is ready to step up is Ben Capps. And the young boxer joins us. Only 22 years of age, Ben, with the boxing world ahead of him. He joins us now on Radio Ringside. Good evening, Ben.
How you going, guys?
We're going really well, and you are going into the ring against Mike Escandari in a fight that offers the winner, not just the WBC Asian boxing title, which in and of itself is a great prize, but that stepping stone ranking to a world title bout, it's a very big fight. I imagine, Ben, the biggest in your career.
Oh, definitely, definitely one of the biggest so far, and hopefully lead me into, you know, bigger fights to come, but yeah, definitely.
Ben, we've seen you fight before. You're an all-action fighter, and at 22 years of age, we know that you're craving some real big action, and this is big action being ranked by the the winner of this fight will get a WBC world ranking. And we know early in the year the opportunity came up where the Macau kid NJ's opponent had pulled out in Macau, and there was a call for you to fight him because your stablemate Steve Haddad fought him on Manny Pacquiao's undercard, but you were pre-booked to fight Fred Dukes. And I spoke to your trainer Rick Brees, and he said you were rolling down hitting the ground, basically saying, "I wish I'd have been free to fight the Macau kid." And you know now that a win like this over Mike Escandari in the world ranking will be something that'll attract someone like the Macau kid, where you can get bigger fights overseas by winning titles like this.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we were pretty upset last time, you know, because we were already pre-booked, you know, to fight Freddie Tooks for the IBO Oceania title back then. But, you know, hopefully if I win this one, we'll get maybe another shot and we'll get to go over there again, and hopefully we can do it this time and, you know, bring the win back to Stevie.
Ben, you've been really active the last 6 to 8 months. You fought four times since October, and you're really putting your stamp in the Victorian boxing scene. What are your plans for the next 6 months? Are you really finding that fighting so regularly is really helping improve your skills and opportunities to gain a higher ranking?
That's more of a question from our management team and Rick. They've got everything under control with, you know, where we're going in the future. They make all them decisions. I'm lucky that my job is really only to get to the gym and train, you know. So, you know, I'm blessed to have, you know, Rick looking after me, doing that sort of stuff for me.
Ben, you're starting to be a lawyer, is that right?
Commerce student. So a bit of law, a bit of business, economics, all that sort of stuff.
And you're a Manchester City fan. Were you satisfied with the year this year? I think they underachieved considering all the plays they had.
Yeah, it was a bit of a disappointment, you know. Winning at least one trophy would have been nice, you know, but I was still a solid year, just, you know, a couple of drop points here and there.
That early loss to West Ham at Upton Park.
I knew you'd bring that up, Finey.
That I will watch over and over and over again, because really there wasn't much else for me to watch, being a West Ham fan. No.
Yeah, a couple of games like that, you know, cost us in the league rankings, but hopefully next year we'll come back stronger.
So your fight's in about 5 weeks' time. How are you going training-wise in preparation for the big fight with Mike?
Prep's been good, you know. Rick's pushing me, as you know he always is, and you know, as you're saying, like getting five weeks away, you know, we're starting to real pick up the ante and start pushing it, you know, training real hard as we always do for the big fights, you know, leave no stone unturned.
So your record, it reads 11-3-2. It could be a lot better by a point here or there. Split decision loss to Anthony Buttigieg after a loss to him on a unanimous decision previously. It seems as though both fights separated by judges' points. Maybe a punch here or there or a call here or there. So with a little bit of luck, it could easily have been a record that's almost unblemished.
Yeah, you know, Anthony's actually the only guy that I've not rematched and I've not beat. You know, I drew with Freddie Tooks the first time. In the rematch, I beat him. Also, had in an earlier career, had a draw, which I then turned into a win in the next fight. So, yeah, you know, fights like that, you know, a little bit of luck here and there, like split decision. You know, one judge had me winning the fight, so maybe...
By 4 points.
Yeah. So yeah. One judge had me, you know, a clear winner, but, you know, that's boxing, you know. People see different things, so...
One thing that they are going to see in this Mike Escandari fight, Peter assures me, and so does my reconnaissance work, that you are a absolutely determined and dogged fighter. I don't know whether you've been knocked down, but your record says that you certainly don't give any fights away, and if you're not dominating, then you do not get dominated. Is that fair to say?
Yes, you know, I'm a very competitive person, you know, and boxing is one of them sports where it's, you know, it's going to bring out that everything you have in you. So if I'm getting worked over the next round, I'm going to make sure I'm working him over twice as hard as he's working me over.
Are you an improving fighter? You're only young, and your record is only 16 professional fights old. To take steps, first of all, towards an Asian title and then beyond, needs clear improvement. How have you improved since you first entered the ring, and what improvements left in you?
You know, we've had heaps of improvements so far, you know, just little things like learning just more ring craft, learning how to, you know, control the ring more and picking your punches more and just, you know, not just trying to outwork him, but outsmart my opponents and outbox them.
Ben, I was going to say, obviously getting to this point, you've had 16 professional fights. There'd be a lot of people that you'd like to thank and get the opportunity now if you've got any sponsors or anyone you'd like to thank.
Definitely. You know, I want to thank, you know, Rick and Mel and the whole Shadows crew. You know, they've all been behind me since day one, and you know, like most people have a team, but I don't really think there's a team. We're more of a, you know, a family, you know, because we're just so close. And you know, to my sponsors, JTM Automotive, you know, they get behind us a lot. They help out, you know, with all the costs. I think we've just signed a deal with Barry Plant and Eltham, so you know, thanks to them for jumping on board.
Any eateries or anything like that? Because we're normally handballing with Stephen J. Peake, and he normally gets the no eateries or anything.
Eateries, not that
even fruit shops or anything.
Nah. Not that I can think of. But I'm really bad with this sort of stuff. Like I just Rick looks after this for me. I just get to the gym and train. So if I've missed someone out, I apologize.
Well, Ben, normally we just say all the best for the upcoming bout. We don't need to wish good boxers luck. We just wish you safe passage and look forward to speaking to you on the other side of winning the WBC Asian Boxing Council title.
Yep, thanks a lot for that. Thank you.
Welcome back. 1116 SEN's Radio Ringside is an unabashed fan, and certainly I am, of Darryl Ford. He's a trainer from the northern suburbs. He's out in Glenroy, and not only the boxers that he puts in the ring to fight, but also young men that go through his gym and his care are better people for it. We just spoke to Ben Capps, and he comes up against a pretty impressive young man as well, Mike Escandari, and Darryl Ford has put the finishing touches onto this 6-1 fight. He joins us now. Good evening. Pardon me. Good evening to you, Dazza.
G'day, Tony. Good to talk to you again, mate.
Lovely to catch up again. And we'll talk about Michael Escandari in a moment. But just what is the state of play out there in Glenroy, out Essendon Way in the north? And we know that you've been able to have a number of excellent boxers go through the gym, but also just local lads that need a bit of smartening up, for want of a better term. And we know, having just done an hour of addiction with the right time, that there are plenty of people out there that could do a lot worse than getting into a boxing gym like Darryl's. To, first of all, there's no, when you go to a boxing gym, there's no late night, or there's no sniffing anything before you get in there. It's the truth palace, isn't it, Darryl?
It is, Piney, and it's a leveler, mate. I've got kids that come in, and they, and I've got adults, and they all mingle together, and with boxing, probably 5% of people that come into these sort of gyms fight. The rest of the kids just come and just they enjoy the male camaraderie and the discipline that goes with it, and little blokes that come in that are overweight, they talk to the older boys about diets and disciplines, and it's a great thing. And parents, there should be more of it.
And parents drop their boys off there, and they're very, very happy to do so, especially with what comes out after a week, a month, a year. And I reckon, I don't know if there's a rule at Darryl Ford's gym that says no mobile phones, but I don't reckon there'd be a great deal of tolerance for kids sitting there with their heads buried in their smartphone.
No, that's right, Piney. Although there's a couple of stories over the years that I can tell you, but we don't have time now. But we get down there, and I always tell all the kids, boxing training is like robbing a bank. You get in and get the job done. You don't sit around and wait for the police to come. So, and we have a bit of a joke about it, and they want to, I get a couple of kids that come, and they just want to come and have the banter and just enjoy the atmosphere. And but at the same time, I like to get home and have me dinner and do what I've got to do. Yeah.
Darryl, you're a bit of a Bart Cummings when it comes to Bob Rose Cup. You've won a stack of them. You've probably trained the most Bob Rose Cup winners. Now you've got Mike Escandari in up against Ben Capps. It's not only for the Bob Rose Cup, but it's a WBC Asian Boxing Council title, which guarantees the winner WBC world ranking. What can you tell us about Mike Escandari? Where is he at? And will he be cherry ripe on July 10 up against Ben Capps? We just interviewed Ben, and he said he's going to be cherry ripe for the event.
Pete, good to talk to you, mate. But my boys, when I put a boy in to fight, we have a lot of mucking around down the gym, but when the lights are on fight night, we're on. And Mike's come off a big win with Alex Don, who, as you know, was the fight, probably at this stage, the fight of the year.
Yep.
And he's a bigger boy. We're fighting Ben Capps. I rate Ben Capps as a very, very good fighter. But look, my boy, he can punch. He's very raw. And our preparation is really starting to step up at the moment. So, it could outdo the last fight, Pete, and be the fight of the year also.
Darryl, Mike is fighting Ben Capps in what's going to be a 10-rounder. In two fights ago, he was fighting a 4-rounder, and the majority of his fights have been in that 4-round distance, his last fight being an 8-rounder against Alex Don. In such a short space of time, how have you been able to work him up to a 10-round, to fight in a 10-round bout in what's going to be a regional title?
Oh, well, we just... the reason why he was fighting 4 rounders was that we couldn't get him fight. It was very hard to find a fight because his record shows that he can punch, and we just took what we could take. But with his training now, I'm preparing him to go the distance for a 10-round fight. And, we've got some really good sparring coming up over the next few weeks. I'm involved with the Dunn camp, who's brought some Americans over to spar Zach for his world title defence, and I'm on the back of that with Mike and the other boys. So, it's going along quite nicely.
Shree, just by the way, we're talking to the Bart Cummings of Bob Rose Cups in Darryl Ford. He's the best in the business. Please do not doubt anything he does. They'll be cherry ripe on the night when the lights are on. There's no doubt in the world about that.
I wasn't doubting. I was just impressed. We can't wait to see him on July 10. So it's exciting times.
Darryl, we're going to have to leave it there. Time is against us, but look forward to the fight. Both boys seem very capable, handy, you might say. It's a big prize with a world WBC ranking at the end of it, and hopefully we can talk to you at the end of it if your man wins, and catch up also with Mike about future plans. I gave Ben a big wrap-up when we spoke to him, but I know, as Pete said, if it's a Darryl Ford-trained opponent, he's going to have to be on his very, very best if he's going to come out of that fight with a win. Thanks again, and we'll speak soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Darryl.
Thanks, Darryl.
Good on you. Good on you.
The silence is deafening there.
No, you've got to read the whole thing. You leave the SMSs to me, Pete.
Okay.
I will. You're stepping out of your comfort zone.
Thank you, finally.
You are a promoter. You are a manager. You've got a world champion. But the SMS screen...
That's fine.
That's fine. His
domain.
How about Cotto? Is he Giles?
I reckon he might be. I think it's going to be an interesting
fight. Miguel Cotto.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Franco Cotto. I mean, Miguel Cotto's one heck of a fighter.
Well, this is Daniel Gill's big chance. It's the biggest fight he's probably had in his career. And it's going to be his third and possibly final opportunity to crack it in the US market. He came close against Darren Barker. He lost pretty comprehensively against Gennady Golovkin, although he did fight a good couple of rounds. But this is the one. And in terms of an opponent, in terms of size-wise, it works well for Gill. In terms of skills, Gill's got the skills. But is he good enough to beat Miguel Cotto? I'm going to say Cotto by close decision.
A late stoppage pounding. I think Gill will be competitive early and then Cotto will come with the big guns. Maybe a late stoppage for Miguel Cotto. I'm looking 10, 11, 12. Maybe even rescued by the ref.
I'm going Cotto in the eighth round. I hope to high heaven I'm wrong because I'm a huge Gill fan. But this is a big, big fight. And he's maybe bitten off again more than he can chew. Hope I'm wrong. Thank you. Shree Viswanathan and boxer.com.au. Go there. You get a free Mundine DVD and it gets to your house for nada. Thank you, Peter Maniatis and Ultratune.
No, thanks, Fanny.